Local news first from Niagara Radio. This report brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. You never know when you're going to need an appliance repairman, so put Chris's number on your cell phone. You might need him today, tomorrow, or maybe next week, and then you'll have the number. $35 service call plus parts and labor gets Chris Moore there. The number again, 523-5911. And the news brought to you by Niagara Lawn and Garden, Saunders Settlement at Military Road in the Falls, where the time is now to look at this winter's Cub Cadet snowblowers on sale. And don't forget, at Niagara Lawn and Garden, if you ever have a problem, usually don't, but if you do, they'll take care of it. You try to get that from a big box store. Niagara Lawn and Garden, Saunders Settlement at Military Road. Topping Tuesday's comprehensive news, working in LaSalle last night, the car thieves were busy. A resident who parked their car in the apartment parking lot at 94th and the Boulevard said their 2016 Hyundai Sonata was gone in the morning. Cost of the car was not listed, and the owner did report finding broken glass on the ground where that car was parked. On St. John Parkway, thieves tried to start a 2020 Kia. A rear window smashed out there in the car, steering column ripped apart in an apparent attempt to start the vehicle. Authorities said there is cameras in the area and police are checking that footage. Damage to the vehicle listed at $650. In other news, at the Top Store at 72nd and the Boulevard, an alleged previous shoplifter was watched as she reportedly filled a basket with food and tried walking out of the store without paying for it. Stopped after she allegedly passed all points of purchase was 57-year-old Melissa Fontenelle of Linwood Avenue. She was charged with petty larceny in the case when she tried making off with $705 worth of groceries in her cart. Fontenelle was issued an appearance ticket in the case and will appear in city court next month. At the 7-Eleven store at 4th and Niagara Street, a man came in and took two cans of beer, then walked out without paying for them. Police were called and they found that man passed out in the rear of the store near the exit door. When officers couldn't wake him up, he was taken by ambulance to the medical center to be evaluated. Police said the clerk at the store was then instructed on what to do if the man was okay, and they wanted to pursue charges in that case. On C Street, a person returning to their home left their cell phone and credit cards in the car overnight. Then they later discovered that the items were missing. Apparently, the owner of the car forgot to lock the doors. A consequent check of those credit cards showed they were used overnight to buy goods at a nearby 7-Eleven and Dollar General store. Police are now checking video in those stores to see if that person using the cards can be identified. Two males entered the Foot Locker store in the Fashion Outlet Mall and took seven Buffalo Bills jackets each and walked out of the store without paying for them. Town of Niagara Police Officer Anissa Mahmood said the stolen jackets were worth $2,200. Those two thieves were last seen by store employees walking toward Military Road. Well, Buffalo Bills gear seems to be in demand now, not only for sports enthusiasts, but also for shoplifters. At the Wegmans store on Military Road, a woman reportedly walked into the store, went to the sporting good area and grabbed the Buffalo Bills sweatshirt. Then she placed it in a bag and reportedly went to the office and tried to return it and wanted a gift card for the unpaid items. That return was denied without a sales slip, so the woman then took that unpurchased item and just walked out of the store with it. Store security say they're familiar with the woman and will be using video from the store to apply for a warrant for her arrest. Town of Niagara police are investigating the theft of two ATVs taken from a yard on Sweet Home Road. No estimate of loss was reported, but police said one of those ATVs has since been recovered and found at the side of the road with a number of flat tires. In the 700 block of 66th Street, someone broke into a 2016 Ford Explorer and removed some Ray-Ban sunglasses, $10 in cash, and some prescription pills. Loss in that case set at $213, but the owner of the SUV was not left with nothing. She said the bandits left behind two quarts of milk on the vehicle's seats. And the Niagara Falls City Council is getting ready to take on next year's budget. They say they're expected to get the proposed budget from the mayor by the end of the month and then go over it. One of the items they say they'll be reportedly considering is the garbage fee. even though they say they saved about $1 million by switching to a new provider to pick up the trash. Authorities tell Niagara Radio the rising costs on everything sets the present garbage fee only covering 80% of the cost, with the other 20% coming from the general fund. First reports seem to indicate that no one really wants to increase the garbage fee, and hopefully in this next budget it'll remain the same, with the council looking into ways in the future to pay for the cost, possibly finding another source for the funding. If it happens in your area, we want you to know, and if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacy tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. Wellness Park Pharmacy at 87th of Buffalo Avenue and Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main in the Falls is where they don't want you to feel just like a number in a big corporate pharmacy. They want you to feel the personal touch, so they take care of all your needs and concerns. See what it's like to receive that special personal treatment at Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacy in the Falls. And if you want to switch your prescriptions over before the winter for free delivery, call them at 260-1918 and they'll do all the work. Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacy of Niagara Falls, locally owned and operated, and it shows it. Don't forget, we update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio. But you can hear it anytime you want just by clicking our local news tab. Hundreds of people every week are doing it and spreading the word, because if you want real local news, large or small, we have it here on demand on the real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.